will be presented by Luis Orellana. Close enough. Efficacy of dual gene BT cotton for control of boll worm. Okay.
Thanks for your introduction. So I'm going to be talking about the BT, and I'm going to be comparing in the first, we did it 3 years, and the first year I'm going to be comparing conventional variety to 2BT cotton varieties, and then we're going to be comparing actually supplementing, putting a spray and insecticide to the BT varieties and seeing if that has an advantage. So I'm going to start. Why is boll worm important in Arkansas? It's actually the second most damaging pest, and it's second only to tarnished plum bugs. And actually, it's just not cutting boll worm. It actually is. It is a complex. It's cutting boll worm and tobacco butt worm. However, cutting boll worm is the predominant species, and the percent ratio is reported for Arkansas. 82 to 12. For the past 10 years, the average bale loss has been 24,000. However, this has ranged from 3,400 to 38,000 bales lost. The first BT technology that we're going to be comparing is going to be Boulder 2. This was commercialized since 2003. It has two CRI proteins, CRI1AC and CRI2 AB2, which has been derived from Bacillus thuringiensis and the subspecies Kerstaki. As you can see, Boulder 2 is targets heliothines, loopers, and also armyworms, among others. The other one that we're going to be talking today is about White Strike. This was had been commercialized in 2005. Similar to Boulder 2, has a CRI1AC protein, but also has a different one. Protein has a CRI1F, which is actually from Bacillus thuringiensis at subspecies Asa Y, and also targets a similar pest than Boulder 2. I have two objectives. For 2012, we want to evaluate the performance of applying insecticides for boll worm and buttworm on conventional and comparing how that looks with the 2BT cutting varieties. And then for 2012 and 2013, what would be the impact actually spraying, supplementing with spray the white striped Boulder 2 varieties. Okay, the materials and methods. The conventional variety, we use it, Delta Pine 174, it was for 2011 and 2012. For Boulder 2, we use Delta Pine 0912, and that was on 2011, 2013. And 2012, we used Stoneville 5288. And the white stripe variety we used were, for the first 2 years, Phytogen 375. And for 2013, was Phytogen 499. The insecticides we used for 2011, we used two rates of Prevathon, two rates of Belt, and a tank mix of Tracer and Bifenthrin. For 2012, we used two rates of Prevathon and just one rate of Belt. And for 2013, we used Prevathon, Belt, and Tracer. So our plots were four row wide. Each one is 3 inches, and then 40 feet long. The insecticide application, we used the Montmaster, which was calibrated to deliver 10 gallons per acre and at a speed of 4.1 miles per hour. When we assess damage, We use 25 plants per plot, and we were looking for damaged terminals, squares, blooms, and bulbs. If we encounter larvae, we also would count. At the end, we'll measure yield, and we were harvested using a cotton picker. Okay, going to the results. So the way I'm going to present it is I'm going to show larvae, total larvae for the season, then total seasonal damage, and at the end, how that translating to yield. So for the 2011, what we have, the different bars show the treatments and the y-axis where we're looking is the number of larvae. So the conventional variety is the untreated check, but also we sprayed, we used the conventional variety and we sprayed, we used insecticides, pyrethrum belt, and tracer. As we can see here, pyrethrum and belt did not have a significantly similar amount of larvae like Bolgar 2 and White Strike at the end, those two columns. And tracer had wasn't as the combination wasn't good, so was a little bit higher and significantly higher than Bolgar 2. All were significantly had significantly less larvae than compared to the conventional nutrient check. When we look at the damage, the conventional variety with prevathon at 20 ounces and prevathon at 27 ounces has a statistically similar lower damage and as well as Bolgar 2 and White Strike. When we look at the yield, basically, Bolgar 2 and White Strike did not separate it from the conventional variety that we sprayed with the insecticides. In fact, Prevathon 20 ounces had significantly higher yield than the White Strike variety. For 2012, it was a little more complex. So what we have is three different varieties. We have a conventional, a Bolgar 2, and a White Strike, in which in each variety we had an untreated check, and then we three treatments of insecticide. We have prevathon 14 ounces, prevathon 20 ounces, and belt at 3 ounces. When we're looking at the conventional variety, and to the left, oh, the right, we see that all three insecticides were had significantly lower larvae than the untreated check. But when we go to see those same insecticide treatments in Bolgar 2, were significantly similar than the unsprayed Bolgar 2. Similar for White Strike, there were not significant differences between the unsprayed and the spray treatments. Looking to damage, and the conventional, we see that the treatments of prevathon 14 ounces to prevathon 20 ounces were significantly lower than the other two treatments. But when we are looking at Bolgar 2, the spray treatments were not significantly different than the untreated check. However, in the White Stripe variety, actually the prevathon 14 ounces and 20 ounces treatments had significantly less damage than the unsprayed White Strike. Looking at the yield, in the conventional, the prevathon 20 ounces had significantly higher yield compared to the other treatments. When we look at the Bolgar 2, the treatments we applied prevathon 20 ounces and Bell 3 ounces were the ones that were significantly different than unsprayed Bulgar 2. And then Wild Strike, it was the Prevathon 14 ounces, the Prevathon 20 ounces that were significantly a higher yield than the unsprayed Wild Strike. During 2013, we did not have as much pressure of insects as the previous years. These differences observed here were not significantly different. When we see damage, and here we're just looking to, we didn't have, and this year we didn't use a conventional variety, we only have the two BT varieties side by side. So for the Bulgar 2, the we used the Prevathon 20 ounces, the Bell 3 ounces, the Tracer 3.5 ounces, and those treatments were not significantly different than the untreated check. And for the Wild Strike, also there were not significant difference, and when we're looking to damage versus to unsprayed Wild Strike. When we're looking at yield, there were not the only significant differences that we can see here. It's in the Wild Strike when we are looking at comparing Bell 3 ounces versus the unsprayed Wild Strike. And the other ones were not significantly different. There were no significant difference in the Bulgar 2. So to summarize, in 2011, where we use, we compare the spray conventional variety to Bulgar 2 and Wild Strike. When we spray the conventional variety with 20 ounces and 27 ounces of Prevathon and with 2 and 3 ounces of Bell, we found that they were not statistically different than the level of control that Bulgar 2 and Wild Strike have. But if we look to the damage, then we found that only Prevathon 20 ounces and Prevathon 27 ounces were the one that had the similar amount of control compared to Bulgar 2 and Wild Strike. Finally, in the yield, the conventional variety where we spray Prevathon 20 ounces and Bell at 2 and 3 ounces, they're also at similar yield compared to Bulgar 2 and Wild Strike cut. For 2012, they sprayed and non-sprayed Bulgar 2 and Wild Strike were not significantly different. And larval counts with the leaf with the damage to cutting, we found that the Prevathon 14 ounces and Prevathon 20 ounces applied to Wild Strike had lower damage than on the spray Wild Strike. And the Bulgar 2 Prevathon 20 ounces and Bell 3 ounces applied to Bulgar 2 had higher yield than unsprayed Bulgar 2. With Wild Strike, Prevathon 14 ounces and 20 ounces were had significantly higher yield than unsprayed Wild Strike. In 2013, we did not see differences between the damage and the amount of larvae between spray and unspray Bulgar 2 and Wild Strike. And for the yield, only Bell at 3 ounces was sprayed on Wild Strike was significantly higher, had significantly higher yield. And this study seems to tell us that for those years where we have significantly higher bulbar pressure, BT cotton can benefit from an insecticide application. And with that, you're finally for questions, actually.
Okay, we have time for one question.
I think it was in 2012 on your data, in the proton treated whites in both the BT white stripe and the convention, you still had, especially in the convention, a pretty fair number of worms even after the proton applications. Was that just due to worm pressure or
What we were showing there is just the amount of larvae total in the season. But can you elaborate on your question?
The question was your efficacy of your Prevacon, was it equal in the conventional cotton versus your Bolgar 2 white stripe?
No. It was in 2011, it seems, that they were kind of similar thing, but we didn't spray white stripe. In 2012, actually the conventional that we spray Prevathon still have higher larvae and damage than the BT.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Luis.